You're listening to the Scott Radley Show podcast on 900 CHML.
Today, we heard that unless something pretty outstanding happens, we're going to be looking at a 14.2% municipal tax increase this year coming, 2024. 14.2. Keeping in mind that the 2 years ago, it was 2.2. 14.2% tax increase is what we're looking at right now. So if you pay $6,000 in taxes, and many people in the city pay in that ballpark, you're looking at more than $1,000 more added to your tax levy. Let me bring in Councillor Matt Francis, Ward 5 councillor, joins me now. Matt, how are you today?
Well, I think you summed it up well. It is a spooky Wednesday, the 13th. I was pretty spooked when I saw the 14.2% report come out today around noon, and I still haven't been able to shake it. I'm wondering if I'm living in a bad dream at the moment.
Well, I mean, you were one of the ones who said we're looking at least double digits, something around 10%. Was this still a surprise that it was 50%, almost even higher, 40% higher than even your worst estimation?
Well, you try to remain optimistic. I was optimistic that maybe we wouldn't get this high. Maybe we'd start a little bit lower than this. I mean, but I did predict this. I did say that it was going to be double digits just based on everything that I've seen over the last 6 months, some of the referred items. Housing and homelessness is one of the main themes in this budget that's coming up, that we have a lot of those pressures that are in front of us right now, including provincial downloading and inflation. So you combine these three, and we've got a perfect storm in front of us for it's a recipe for disaster. And I know for sure this is going to be a long winter for me. This is an item that I really care about solving. I don't want to see, I mean, I opposed a 5.8% increase last year. I'm certainly not going to support anything even in that range, let alone 14%. So I've got my work cut out for me the next 6 months, until we get to March and ratify, when we get to the ratification step. I've got my work cut out for me. We've got a lot of work to do. We got to work together as a council to try to find some area of improvement to get this down and get creative, because there's no way you can go asking ratepayers for 14% tax increase. I know what I'm hearing in my ward, there's not that ability to pay here. I don't know about you. $55, $60 to $100 a month extra, who has that kind of money? Nobody has that kind of money. I'm certainly not going to my residents and asking for that. And on top of it, the question that I got asked after the 5.8% passed, which I said no to, what am I getting for this money, Matt? I'm not getting any more services for this. So we've got a lot of work to do.
So every year we get, at this point, we get a number that is higher than what it eventually will get to. Usually, council takes this number and whittles it down a bit, and there you go. However, last year, council got a number that I think was around 6.7%, whittled and whittled and whittled, but then added and added and added and got right back to 6.7%. It was only at the last minute when the mayor came in with an idea to get it down to 5.8. What's your level of confidence that we're going to have a council willing to whittle this down and get rid of some programs and projects and get this to a less outrageous number?
Yeah, you've summed that up perfectly. And this is hitting people hard at a time that they're looking for relief. The economic conditions in this country right now are not too good, and the forecast is not very good as well. The confidence that I have in this, I tell you, I sure hope, I'm trying to stay optimistic that, you know, we can maybe get some unanimity across the room and people will see that this is an unacceptable number. My hope is that, at least I can get 8 other councillors to agree with me, which would be a majority of council. We can push some of these items forward and try to dwindle this budget down significantly. I mean, this, and you have to remember too, the historical average is 2.5%, like you mentioned. And we're way far off right now. So we, like I said, we've got our work cut out for us, and especially with the affordable housing front right now, which Might I add, we're creating the same problem that we're trying to solve. Affordable housing is one of the main priorities for council in this report, and yet we're kicking people out of their own homes by raising taxes this much. So we're creating the same, we're trying to solve this problem that we've created. And we have to get serious about this budget, and that's what I intend to do for the next 6 months.
So how? I mean, what can be done? Is there anything that, until even the budget process, is there anything that can be done that can at least stem some of the spending, convince some other councillors don't keep adding stuff? What do we do to stop this?
Well, there's lots of, we can't get away from the inflation, provincial downloading. Those are pressures that simply is going to be very difficult to get away with. Maybe there's some break glass in case of emergency funds, a rainy day fund. We can look at maybe some of our reserves. That's not a sustainable way of doing business. But in a time like this, you can't go to hardworking taxpayers and expect them to pay 14%. So this is the rainy day, and we have to look at all options. I'm going to sit down with finance staff myself and try to work out something to bring to council, motions to get support on. Maybe we have to look at, which I'm suggesting right off the bat, is a hiring freeze. Last year we hired 130 new full-time employees. That's more, just for context, that's more full-time employees in one budget cycle than the previous 4 years combined. So this is maybe the year that we say, listen, we're putting the brakes on this for a year until we get this budget under control.
I've yet to see, and not just your term of council, I mean, for a while now, I've yet to see a great push on by councillors recently or more historically to cut stuff, though. This is part of the problem, is that the council, nobody gets elected by cutting stuff. So you come in and you want to add things and you want to be able to say, well, this is my program. And I, you know, nobody gets a bronze plaque put up in a community center for taking funding away from something. You get it for spending. And I just have not seen in recent years any indication council wants to take a hard look at spending, only how to spend.
That's a fair assumption. I agree with you. There's listen, we've got our work cut out for us here. I know it's going to be a challenging 6 months, and every single one of us is going to have to look at that budget long and hard and say, what do we need and what do we want? And the wants are going to have to get put on the sideline for now.
Will it though? Will they? Sorry to interrupt, but will they?
I certainly hope so. I can't imagine. Listen, Scott, when this budget was published at 5.8%, my office for two straight months was call after call after call. People absolutely livid with 5.8%. People on calling me crying about 5.8%. I'd have to think, I don't live in the center of the universe here in Ward 5. I guarantee you this is a theme throughout the rest of Hamilton. I guarantee other councillors are also hearing this, and we have to look at this budget through a compassionate lens.
Have you, and now I know this only landed today and you guys had a council meeting and you were in the middle of the meeting when this came, so you didn't have a ton of time to look at this, but have you heard from any other councillors about their reaction to this?
Truthfully, no. Like you said, it did come in the middle of the council meeting. I haven't even took a deep dive on the report that came out just recently, a few hours ago. You know, that's for the September 20th, the GIC meeting. So I'm looking forward to hearing my colleagues' feedback. And I assume there'll be similar positions to mine, that it's an unacceptable amount. There's no doubt there's other councillors feeling the same way as I feel on this issue.
Yeah, I mean, last time it was unusual, last year it was unusual because there were, was it six of you that voted against the budget?
Ultimately, in the end, there was six. You know, it did look like it could have failed on an 8-8 tie at that ratification vote, and then a last-minute amendment from our mayor came in, which brought it down to 5.8. I still voted against that. For me, that was still too high. But the vote did go 10-6 in that ratification vote, and ultimately that's where we ended up for 2023.
Yeah,
budget.
We'll see, because if six were against it at 5.8, I do wonder if there's two more that will say no, if it's at 9 or 10 or something like that. And then I don't know that Hamilton has ever been in the position where a budget process failed and we could be heading into some very uncharted territory here if that were to happen. We will look, everybody's going to be following this very closely. Matt Francis, Ward 5 counselor, appreciate you taking time today. Thanks for doing this.
Thank you, Scott. I appreciate you having me on.
The Scott Radley Show, weekday evenings from 6 to 8 on 900 CHML.
Canada may be known for its landscapes and friendly people, but beneath the surface lies a darker side of crime, history, and the paranormal. Since 2017, the award-winning Dark Poutine podcast has explored the shadowy corners of the Great White North and beyond, delivering chilling tales from a uniquely Canadian perspective. Hosted by Mike Brown and Matthew Stockton, with over 300 episodes and fresh releases every Monday, Dark Poutine is your weekly ticket to the creepier side of Canada. Listen to Dark Poutine on Apple, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.